Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. The Reverend Charles Henriksen is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians, the fourth chapter. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is our text. In this reading from Galatians, St. Paul tells us that we have been adopted as sons, which in turn makes us heirs. Adopted as sons and heirs. But how did this happen? Here's what happened. At just the right time in history, from God's perspective, God sent his eternal Son into the world in human flesh, born of woman, born of the Virgin Mary, St. Mary, Mother of our Lord, whose festival we observed yesterday. Born under the law, Jesus was born a Jew, and he kept the law of Moses perfectly, even from infancy. Circumcised on the eighth day, presented at the temple, Jesus fulfilled the law, the whole thing, the ceremonial law of Israel and the moral law of the Ten Commandments. Jesus did everything the law requires. He loved God with his whole heart. He loved his neighbor as himself. Everything we fall short at, Jesus fulfilled. Jesus then took the punishment that the law requires, even though he didn't deserve it. We did, but he took it in our place. On the cross, Christ suffered death under God's judgment. Now that judgment is lifted from you. Jesus took it away. Therefore, you are forgiven. Your sin is not held against you. God sent his Son to redeem those who were under the law. That's us. You and I are redeemed, set free from what stood against us. To what end? So that we might receive adoption as sons. Through holy baptism, God has brought us into his family. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba is the Aramaic equivalent of a little child saying Papa or Daddy. That's how warm and personal our relationship with God is now. As his children, we get to call God Abba. We have intimate access to call on God as our dear Father. Christ even teaches us to pray to God as our Father. Jesus teaches us to trust in our Father who cares for his children more than he cares for the flowers of the field or the birds of the air. What a joy it is to know that we are children of the Heavenly Father. Paul writes, So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Sons and heirs, that's who we are. No longer slaves or outsiders, now we are members of God's family. We have a bundle full of promises and blessings. They are all ours in Christ, and it will take an eternity to enjoy them. All because we have been adopted as sons. My own father, Leroy Henriksen, was adopted as a son. He was born 103 years ago. Only he wasn't Leroy Henriksen when he was born. He had some other name, and he was put up for adoption at an orphanage in Chicago. Well, a Swedish immigrant couple, Charles and Alma Henriksen, who were childless, adopted this baby boy as their son. They gave him his name, Leroy Walfred Henriksen, they gave him a home. They gave him warmth and love and a family to belong to. They had him baptized and brought up in the church. And because they had adopted him as their son, when I was born, I got the name of my grandfather, Charles Henriksen. I was baptized and brought up and brought into the church. And when my father died, when I was just a baby, I had my grandparents right next door to help raise me and take care of me. All because my dad had been adopted as a son. Now, multiply that by about, 10 bazillion, and you're beginning to get at the incredible blessings that we have now and will yet inherit, because God has made us his sons through his son, Jesus Christ. We have our dear father's tender personal care right now in our lives, and we have an eternal home awaiting us where we will dwell in peace and great joy forever. Fellow baptized believers in Christ, members of God's family, we all have been adopted as sons and heirs. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.